Hi there, everybody, and welcome to today's edition of the Gear Live podcast. This is Andrew Edwards, Gear Live's editor-in-chief, and today I'm actually flying solo for the podcast. And basically what I wanted to do was fill you guys in on a couple of site issues, why we didn't have our podcast last week, this past Sunday, and why the site was missing for quite a few people. Basically, if you have been on the internet over the past week and a half or so, I'm sure you've seen the Google Maps story that we posted on Gear Live here. Basically, one of our editors, Edwin Soto, got a traffic ticket, and it turned out that the traffic cop who gave him the ticket forgot or was lying about the situation. Basically, he made a left turn on a two-way street after the light had turned red because he was already in the intersection, and the cop pulled him over and gave him a ticket. When he got to court, the cop said that he made that turn on a one-way street, which kind of changed the story and would, you know, make him guilty. So he pulled out his laptop, found a Wi-Fi signal in court, and pulled up Google Maps. And he pulled up the intersection he was at and basically showed the judge, you know, how Google Maps works. And the way that is that if you're looking at a map zoomed in, it'll show you the streets, but it'll also put arrows on the streets that are one way, so it'll point you in the direction of that one way street, so you can kind of know where you're going and how to get there. So he kind of showed that to the judge, and she needed some clarification on, you know, what those arrows really meant. So he pulled up Times Square. This happened in New York, and Times Square is known for basically having all one-way streets except 42nd Street, which is the main avenue. That's the only two-way street in that area. So he pulled that up, showed that to the judge, and threw the case out because of I believe it was the police officer's lack of memory. Anyway, very interesting story. I knew it would be popular, but I didn't know that it would be as popular as it was. It turned out it was on Digg. It received over 700 digs on there. Boing Boing picked it up and started sending us tons of traffic. It actually took the site down twice when it got hit on Boing Boing, and then Slashdot picked up the story as well, and that brought the site down a couple more times. And the last time it brought it down, it actually stayed down for quite a while, probably about a half day. So we decided that, you know, instead of you know, having to gauge how popular an article is going to be and, you know, plan for downtime, we would just move to a new server, a faster server, a better server, definitely more reliable. But during that transition, I made a mistake with the DNS entries, and basically Gear Live was down again, this time due to my fault and of oversight of a technical issue. So if you've been trying to access Gear Live or any of our RSS feeds over the past few days, you've either been getting the old site or you've been getting nothing. And it appears that over the past 24 to 48 hours, everything's been back to normal, and viewership is going back up again. But I just wanted to kind of let people out there know that didn't know what was going on, and that might be subscribed to our podcast, that we are back. We are back on the internet and posting stories as always and getting back into the groove of things. Some news we were going to talk about last week on our podcast, which we didn't do, was there was an update to the Optimus OLED keyboard. We talked about that in the last podcast. All of the editors were really excited about it. Basically, what's going on is that it's in its initial stage of production, and the plan is for it to be released in 2006. It'll be OS independent, so it's like an open source kind of keyboard, and it's really great. You know, last week I won't get too much into it again because I can talk about this thing forever just based off of how cool it looks. But if you want to see it, if you haven't seen it yet, go to gearlive.com and just do a search for the word Optimus, OPTIMUS, or just OLED, and the keyboard will come up, and take a look at the pictures. It's really an excellent piece of design. It really looks like a design piece. The other thing, Microsoft Windows Vista was announced, which is basically the official name for the Longhorn operating system that's been in development for years now. I actually had a chance to play with that a little bit last night after installing it, and I'm pretty unimpressed with the whole thing. I was really looking forward to, what Microsoft was talking about a few years ago with Longhorn, and it was supposed to be, it was supposed to change computing. It was, we were going to do away with a lot of the things we were used to, and it's just a whole new playing field. And when I sat down and, after installation, it just felt like Windows XP with a new skin or a new design, basically. A visual design. And the design isn't even really that good. The Arrow interface is kind of sloppy and makes some things illegible and things like that in the taskbar or in the title bar. So I wasn't really that all that impressed with the whole thing. Things like WinFS, Avalon Indigo, and all these other things we're gonna have to wait for. And they were things that we were expecting to have built in from the get-go. So I don't know. It might be we might have to wait until Blackhome, which is the code name of the Windows software that's gonna follow Vista, which is very tentatively scheduled for release in 2011 to drop before, possibly before we get this new change in the way we compute, at least on the Microsoft side. On the Mac side, there's things happening all the time there. They update a lot more frequently than Microsoft does, and it's just more, it's more pleasing to use than a Windows at this point, at least for me. And I've actually been a lifelong Windows user. I've been a Mac user for about maybe 6 months or so, but my Macs definitely get a lot more use than my PCs do nowadays, just because of that fact. They're just a lot easier to use and a lot more fun to use based off of the smart UI design, rather than Microsoft's. Just seems like they're trying to just throw a bunch of stuff in to purposely make it, better than Apple as far as the GUI goes, but it's not really working, at least for me. There were a few other things we were going to talk about, but I think I'll just leave it at that as far as the news goes for now at this juncture. Again, we're back. Go ahead and check us out, gearlive.com, for the latest tech news. Of course, playfeed.com for the video game news. We try to keep on top of that as much as we can. If you want to check out my personal site, that's andrewedwards.com. You can check out my thoughts on the industry as a whole as far as blogging goes, and being an internet entrepreneur, as well as some personal things, my family, my son, and different things like that, pictures and what have you. Also, be sure to check out another project I'm involved in called Venturus.com, Venturus. And if you're looking to make money on the internet, that's a place to go. I talk about different ways to use the internet to make money. Legitimately, there's a lot of places out there that, if you do a search on Google or Yahoo or your search engine of choice for make money at home or different things like that, you're going to get a lot of schemes. You're not really going to get quality content about how to legitimately start a business and monetize it and grow it and things like that, market it. And so that's what we're trying to do at Venturist.com, is kind of give people, instructions on different things they can do to start something on the internet and make money from it and do it, exclusively as a job. It's a lot more fun to actually work for yourself and make money than to work for someone else and make money for them and get a small portion, back in your paycheck of what you've earned for them. So nonetheless, we'll be back again this weekend, Sunday. We'll probably put it up Sunday night, a new Gear Life podcast, back with the whole crew. And until then, go ahead and help us out by subscribing to us on iTunes. Just search for Gear Live under the podcast category. Make sure you have iTunes 4.9 before doing that. Also, hit podcastalley.com and just give us a vote. You can actually go there and vote for us once a month, and that helps just by giving us some exposure. That's pretty much it. Again, the other thing is you can do is use Odeo, Odeo.com. They are a podcast directory. Go ahead and subscribe to us there as well. And until, next week, This is Andrew Edwards of Gear Live, and as always, we appreciate you listening.